Day 21, March 25th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 7, verses 37 through 52, and was written by the Reverend Debbie Smith, class of 2018. What a vision! No one is thirsty, no one is hungry. Imagine no more news stories of starving children and refugees. Don't we all yearn for such a world? A place where every person of any ability can thrive with grace and dignity? A place where nothing stands in the way of God's reflected image shining forth from each one to bring him glory. As compelling as that picture is, we see people responding in different ways. Some catch the vision and can't wait to jump on board. Some aren't sure what to think, but are curious. Others find the notion of living water for everyone to be ludicrous, or even dangerous. Imagine all the changes in society, government, business, and politics that would be needed for this to happen. Some of those changes are complicated and difficult. Isn't it just less disruptive to keep things as they are? If we can cast doubt on the messenger as a Galilean poser or an unrealistic rube, perhaps that gets us off the hook for considering how life might be different. After all, some of those changes might require giving up something. Is my loss worth this wild kingdom vision? Lent offers us a time of lament and repentance. A time to yearn for Jesus' vision of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. A time to notice what gets in the way of dignity and grace for all. Lent is a time to expand our imagination for what is possible, even if it requires letting go of what we are comfortable with. Today's prayer. Lord, your vision of the kingdom is lovely, and yet feels impossible. But this is what you have promised and invited us into. And if you have promised and invited, then we can trust that your Spirit will lead us. Help us release anything that hinders our energy, imagination, intelligence, and love, so that we can embrace the work of the kingdom you have called us to. Amen.